Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our northern counties have a level one and two risk for severe storms tonight. I'll show you the timeline and who's most affected.
And history is unfolding as jury selection in Donald Trump's hush money trial is underway. Why the former president is calling it an attack on America.
A Harnett County school bus overturned this morning with six students on board. What investigators say caused the bus to flip.
Good afternoon to you on this tax day, April 15th. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. History is unfolding in a New York City courtroom at this hour. Jury selection is underway in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial, making him the first former president ever to face a criminal trial.
NBC's Jay Gray is in New York City with what happened in the first few hours in the courtroom.
Barricades up around this Manhattan courthouse, high security and high drama as history begins to unfold inside. Handful of protesters on both sides of this controversial case outside as President Trump arrived this morning and spoke briefly before entering the courthouse.
There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here.
The former president faces 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal damaging information and unlawful activity from voters ahead of the 2016 election. And, of course, a lot of it centers on his alleged affair with former adult film star Stormy Daniels and hush money payments to Daniels. He says that he never had that affair and that none of the payments were illegal. We know that this trial could continue for months here in New York. Today, jury selection begins. A pool of 500 potential jurors in the initial round as they try to find 12 jurors and six alternates. They'll be asked a litany of questions, more than 40 to begin with, including questions about their political beliefs and any political organizations they may belong to, if they had prior knowledge of the accusations against Mr. Trump, and, of course, if they can be impartial in this first-of-its-kind case. That's the latest from here in New York right now. I'm Jay Gray. Back to you.
Also happening at this hour, the FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Federal agents boarded the 985-foot ship this morning with search warrants. An FBI spokesperson will only say the court-authorized law enforcement activity was taking place there. Here at home, the threat of severe weather is moving in.
Our northern counties are under a level one and two risk for severe storms this evening and overnight. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at the timeline and who will likely see the storms. Right now, we're seeing some storms developing right here along the front. It's a cold front and partially stationary back here, where we're seeing some severe thunderstorm warnings that just popped up over northern West Virginia. So the cold front part of this is going to sink southward into our area overnight tonight and eventually tomorrow down across the bulk of our viewing area. But for tonight, it's going to be our northern counties that border Virginia, as well as Northampton County and just a smidgen of Mecklenburg County that are under a level two risk. This doesn't look like a big tornado threat, but some hail is possible and certainly the chance for some damaging winds there along those counties that border Virginia. Here's a look at Futurecast. We'll be watching where that is right now. So those showers and thunderstorms are well to our north. But once we get closer to 8 or 9 o'clock, we begin to see them approaching the Virginia line. South Hill seeing some showers and storms about that time around 10 o'clock. They cross the line and start to move into our northern counties. At 2 a.m., we might see an isolated shower as far south as Durham or Rocky Mount. And then for the most part, it fizzles and it's out of here by the time we get to the morning commute. So it looks something like this, especially up near the Virginia line. Around 8 o'clock, we start to see that up around South Hill, Virginia, and it starts to fizzle out by around 4 or 5 a.m. There's more to come. Again, that front will slip all the way south towards South Carolina and then north across our area tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. I'll show you that in just a few minutes. And it's happening right now in the WREL Live Center. Following some breaking news out of Harnett County, Sky 5 is over this scene. I want to show you here. It looks like a burned out trailer here. We are working to figure out exactly what happened. We do know that the cab was disconnected from this trailer, but you can see quite a lot of damage here. We're trying to figure out if this was a fire, what caused the fire, if anybody was in the truck at the time. But this is on Fayetteville Highway and Lee Allen Pope Lane in Dunn. Again, working to figure out more details. We don't have many details right now, just exactly what you're seeing right here. As soon as we learn anything, we will bring that to you from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. The State Highway Patrol is investigating a school bus crash with students on board. The bus overturned this morning on a rural road in Harnett County.
WRO's Noah Klein is here with what we've learned in just the last 90 minutes, Noah.
Jeff, here's what we know right now. The school system tells us the bus was headed to Harnett County Early College. WRL News recently spoke with the Irwin Fire Chief. He says all six students on board and the driver both able to get out safe when they got there. He says they're, quote, very blessed no one was hurt in this incident. Let's get you right to WRL Sky 5 video over this scene as a tow truck removed the bus. It's bus number 28. You can see it there. It's overturned off the right of that curve there on Birds Mill Road. The school system tells us six students and the bus driver were on that bus. They were all checked out by emergency medical crews. We're told only some minor first aid was required there. State Highway Patrol is investigating exactly what caused that bus to overturn off the road. Harnett County Schools says it's working with law enforcement and will release further details as they become available. Jeff?
All right, Noah Klein with that update. Thank you so much. New at noon, traffic is moving again after a single car crash shut down an intersection near Harris Lake. This happened just before 6 this morning, right near Avon Ferry Road and Rex Road on New Hill Holloman Road. WRL Sky 5 was over that area this morning. You can see the car off to the left side there on the side of your screen. Firefighters working in that area. The name of the person who died in this crash has not been released. We're also working to learn what caused the driver to veer off the road.
Let's take a look at stocks now. Tensions in the Middle East still a concern for investors, but they're also encouraged by solid retail sales data. Take a look. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 160 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 also in the green territory at this hour. Next at noon, the message from President Biden on the Israel-Iran conflict, how the U.S. is urging restraint.
Also, April 15th, tax day, has a midnight deadline. What you need to know if you're scrambling to get yours done.
Plus, crime on college campuses is on the rise. The type of theft government data shows making the biggest increase.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air, Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center. I want to take you live out to San Francisco right now. You can see a lot of police activity. This is just at the entrance of the Golden Gate Bridge. There was a protest on there. All southbound lanes were shut down because of protesters. You can actually see it here. It is still blocked. So a lot of emergency vehicles here. Traffic moving very slowly going in the other direction. But this started about 10:30 this morning, our time. Dozens of protesters there stopped their cars there. Demanding the U.S. stop arming and funding Israel and the war with Gaza. This is a breaking situation. I'll stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
A lot of frustrated drivers there. U.S. officials are worried after Iran's drone and missile strikes on Israel over the weekend. They don't want Israel to respond hastily and possibly provoke a wider regional conflict. NBC's Bree Jackson reports President Biden is urging restraint.
President Biden condemning Iran's wave of strikes toward Israel and praising the U.S. airmen who shot down Iranian drones and missiles.
Hey, you guys are the best in the whole damn world, man.
The president met with G7 leaders Sunday and urged restraint as Israel considers its response.
We will take whatever it takes to protect and defend our people.
The 9,602nd meeting of the Security Council is called to order.
During an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting, the UN Secretary General called for a de-escalation of tensions.
Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
There are growing concerns that Iran's attack over the weekend could trigger a wider war in the Middle East.
This is an escalating conflict.
And there are renewed calls from lawmakers and the Biden administration for Congress to pass a bipartisan aid package that stalled in the House.
The fact that the United States and Israel were cooperating, and this was in planning for weeks, shows that our commitment to Israel's security is ironclad.
Get it on the floor, let's get it voted on, so that not only Israel can get additional resources to defend itself, which they clearly need, but that Ukraine can as well.
A vote on a national security spending package is expected this week.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said details of a package are still being hammered out, but he will push for more funding for Israel.
New this noon, Japanese officials have begun loading nuclear fuel at a reactor that was previously shut down after a 2011 earthquake in East Japan. Tokyo Electric Power says crews have begun loading almost 900 nuclear fuel assemblies into a reactor at a nuclear power plant in central Japan. It'll take about 2 weeks to complete before the reactor is restarted. The plant had been shut down for years after the effects it experienced during the 2011 earthquake. It passed inspection in 2017, but a series of incidents in 2021 halted those operations. The halt was lifted in December of last year, and exact timing of the restart has not been set.
Today, the armorer from the set of the movie Rust will learn her sentence. A jury found Hannah Gutierrez-Reed guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the onset shooting death of the cinematographer. Gutierrez-Reed was responsible for gun safety on the set. She faces up to 18 months in prison.
More than 250 survivors of the deadly bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, are now taking legal action against Britain's domestic intelligence agency. Lawyers from three law firms say they've submitted a group claim to the UK's Investigatory Powers Tribunal. The 2017 attack killed 22 people as thousands of young fans were leaving Grande's concert. More than 100 people were injured. The bomber died in the explosion. An official inquiry reported Britain's domestic intelligence agency didn't act quickly enough on the key information and missed an opportunity to prevent the bombing.
Time is running out for you to file your tax returns. The deadline is midnight tonight. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us what people need to know if they're scrambling to get this done by the deadline.
We're expecting to see some people rushing here to the post office to file their taxes, and you may be one of those people that's getting their paperwork together at the last minute today. If you don't think you'll be ready to file by midnight, you can receive a file extension. Keep in mind that extension is only to file your return. You still have to pay any outstanding balance to the IRS. If you don't, you'll get a 5% penalty on your unpaid taxes each month you're late. And even if you're scrambling at the last minute to file, remember, review your information before you send it.
Double check it, right? Sometimes you can transpose your numbers. Sometimes if you want direct deposit, you may transpose your bank account and it just takes it longer to get your refund. So it's important that you double check your information to make sure everything's accurate.
We've heard from viewers who already filed and are still waiting on their state returns. The Department of Revenue says those returns are not delayed. They just started issuing them last month. If you already filed a while back and you're still waiting on that state return, you should be receiving that within the next 2 weeks. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Taxes, a chore that always must be done, but it's a good feeling when they're done.
It really is. It sets you free once you get them finished.
Absolutely.
So we had the Masters wrapped up yesterday, golf's first major of the year. There'll be another one next month. And then after that, we'll shift our sights to Pinehurst number 2 and Elizabeth Gardner right
there.
Beautiful look, right?
What a popular place this always is. I love to pull this up during the noon newscast because there are always people to see out here enjoying whatever kind of weather there is. It doesn't seem to matter. But it's definitely a beautiful day today. Lots and lots of sunshine. We're going to see highs in the 80s for the next 6 days in a row. And with temperatures that warm, I don't know about you, but I start to think about the humidity. We're going to check in on how that's going to feel for the rest of the week. Right now, it's 82 degrees already. We started down in the 50s this morning, so it's been a very fast warm up. Temperature climbs to 88 degrees. That'll be the first time that we see 88 degrees. The previous warmest day this year, 86 degrees back on April the 2nd. So we're starting to warm things up. You know, we don't typically see that until May usually, but here we go. It's been so windy lately. Yesterday, Saturday, for much of the end of last week, not as windy, but we are seeing some gusts right now out of the southwest to 17 in Durham. We're steady winds there, Durham and Raleigh, at 11 miles per hour. And that's just continuing to keep the flow of warmth into our area, keeping these temperatures up. 79 in Roxboro, 82 in Goldsboro, 84 in Southern Pines right now. And these temperatures are anywhere from 5 to almost 10 degrees warmer than yesterday at this time. And yesterday we hit 83. I mean, if we were to go 10 degrees above that, we're talking 93. I don't think we'll end up quite that hot. It is feeling pretty good out there. Our dew point is sitting at 53. That puts us in the comfy zone. Refreshing would be in the 40s. But when you're talking about 80s with a dew point of 50, it does feel pretty good. I mean, it's not going to be terrible. Tomorrow we're going to end up with some afternoon and evening showers or thunderstorms. And so that's going to add enough moisture in the atmosphere to put us right at tolerable, but Wednesday, Thursday, we're right back into the comfy zone. So not so bad. I mean, hot, but not too humid. 88 in Durham and Raleigh, 89 in Fayetteville for this afternoon. 72 is our normal high. We're going to hold it in the 80s all the way really until Saturday. Pollen count is still high. Now, a lot of that yellow pine pollen has backed off some, but we still have mulberry, oak, ash, and maple that are very high. And I know a number of those, oak in particular, are pretty tough allergens for folks. We take a look at satellite and radar. We're nice and quiet right now. Of course, at the beginning of the newscast, we talked about this level one and two risk for severe storms. Again, not a big tornado threat, but some large hail, some damaging winds up near the Virginia line, and that's going to be late. So starting around 9 or 10 p.m. into very early tomorrow morning. Here's a look at futurecast. There's 5 o'clock this evening. By 8 o'clock, we're seeing some of that rain in the South Hill area and then drifting down toward Durham and Rocky Mount by about 2 or 3 a.m. and then fizzling out for a little bit. And then it's going to redevelop and pick up and move northward during the afternoon on Tuesday. 30% chance right now of seeing those showers and storms. After that, we're dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But we still are likely to have some showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm over the weekend. Right now, it looks like Saturday is trending a little bit drier, but we have a lot of computer model runs to go through. I'll show you what the current thinking is for rain Saturday and Sunday coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. A man accused of impersonating an NC State police officer was arrested with hundreds of rounds of ammunition. What else was found in his car when police conducted a search at 4?
Plus, grocery prices soared during the pandemic. And while the pandemic is over, prices have not come back down on most things. WRL Investigates looks into how you could drive the price back down. That's at 6 tonight. Well, still ahead this noon, Ford issued a recall on thousands of its Broncos and Escapes. How to know if your vehicle is in that recall.
And in our next half hour, gearing up for the Summer Olympics. Why sports analysts predict this could be the year new track and field records are set. We're in the final hours for Making It Right with the IRS. Last minute tips on how to handle your taxes.
And the feds say Ford is not doing enough to handle potential engine fires in some of its recalled models. Maribel Aber here with today's business headlines.
If you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS yet, you have until midnight, and there are options. You can file an IRS Form 4868 online to get an automatic 6-month filing extension. If you owe money, you still have to write a check or pay online today. Otherwise, you could face penalties and interest. Experts say using last year's taxes is a good guideline. If you're mailing a check, get it postmarked today. And if you think you're owed a refund, get that paperwork in today or file for an extension. Federal safety investigators are now getting involved in Ford's recent recall of Broncos and Escapes. Nearly 43,000 models made in 2022 and 2023 are at risk of cracked fuel injectors that could lead to gas leaks or even engine fires. Ford's initial fix involves a software update and the installation of a drain. But on Friday, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration called that response inadequate and wants Ford to replace any cracked fuel injectors. Ford said it will extend warranty coverage to fix any injectors, that the initial recall repair doesn't resolve, but that the drains are a proven solution from previous recalls. Owners can contact their local dealers for more recall information. At the weekend box office, the dystopian thriller Civil War by A24 Studios took the top spot in a debut of nearly $26 million. It's the largest opening yet for the independent entertainment company. Warner Brothers Discovery and Legendary Entertainment's Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire dropped to second place after after two weekends at the top. And Sony sci-fi comedy sequel Ghostbusters Frozen Empire held on to third. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
And following that breaking news out of San Francisco again, we want to take you live out to this again because this video is showing activists protesting the war in Gaza. Right now, the southbound lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge are shut down. You can see a lot of authorities on scene here. We've been watching this video, and it appears that these protesters, you can see the man in the red shirt right there, they're sitting down on the ground. It appears they have their hands in some sort of barrel, either filled with dirt or cement. This happened about 10:30, this started 10:30 our time. Dozens of protesters stopped their vehicles and blocked all the lanes, demanding the U.S. stop arming and funding Israel in the war with Gaza. This is still going on. You can see, again, a lot of emergency responders here. The protesters still sitting here. We are watching them as they're working to get these protesters' arms freed out of these barrels. We're going to continue to watch this and bring you any updates from the live center.
Right during the morning rush there. Thanks for that update, Michelle. Crime on college campuses is returning to pre-pandemic levels. According to government data from 2022, the number of crimes reported on college campuses in 2022 increased by 8%. Car thefts had the biggest increase. Data for 2023 is not yet available, but those numbers could rise again because of turmoil on college campuses related to the Israel-Hamas war.
We're continuing to follow breaking news out of Dunn, where crews are working to clean up after an 18-wheeler crashed and exploded. WRL's Matt Tallhelm is live on scene with what we know about the cause of the fire.
Then, how much are immigrant workers contributing to North Carolina's tax base? It might be more than you think. WRL Capital Bureau Chief Laura Leslie explains the numbers and meets the people looking to highlight them. And here's a look at your winning NC Education Lottery numbers.
Returning now to breaking news in Sampson County, where an intersection is closed after an 18-wheeler exploded.
And this is quite a scene here. WRL's Matt Tallhelm just arrived on that scene in the last few minutes. Matt, what have you been able to find out about that situation?
Yeah, well, just within the last few minutes here, they've actually brought in a wrecker to start cleaning this up and removing what happened here. But as I step out of the way, I want to show you, you can see right here the burned, charred trailer here from this truck. You can see some of the firefighters looking at it right now. I'm told by the lieutenant here with the Spivey's Corner Fire Department that the driver got out of the cab of the car, the truck here, and went back to the back here where you can see those tires in that area. There was some sort of fire in that area. He was trying to put it out using a fire extinguisher when it exploded. There was an explosion. According to one of the witnesses that it works at a little tire shop right off to the corner here, they heard that. They first thought it was just a tire pop, but then it was this louder explosion right after that. Firefighters were quickly able to get here because the lieutenant that is on the scene here lives right around the corner from here. He quickly got here, helped put out the flames here. We are told the driver of this truck, though, was injured and has been taken to the hospital for his injuries and burns from that fire and explosion. But again, you can see that they're starting to work to clean this up and remove it. There are two wreckers that I see here right now. I want to show you, though, some of the impacts. This is Fayetteville Highway here. They're starting to actually reverse the tractor trailers and the cars that have been sitting in this line of traffic because it is taking so long to clear this up. This all started right around 10:40 this morning. So this has been a while. They've been sitting here. They're starting to back those up and remove them so that they can get back on the road. But you can expect that this road, Fayetteville Highway at Dunn Road, will be closed quite some time while they clean up this mess.
Quite a scene there. Matt Tallhelm live for us this noon. Sampson County. Matt, thanks.
Look at the plane that came down in Rocky Mount last night. If you can believe it, the pilot survived, uninjured, managing to walk away from the crash. This happened around 9:30 p.m. And we'll show you where the crash happened on West Raleigh Boulevard near Nashville Road and Edward Street. And that's where we find WRL's Sean Gallagher. Sean, the plane still behind you.
Yeah, for now. We got here about 2 hours ago when investigators were still looking around at the scene. But you can see here behind me, they've got a tow truck on scene to finally pull the wreckage from this plane crash away here on Raleigh Boulevard. You can see the one wing was destroyed as part of this crash and also a little bus shelter there. But miraculously, the pilot, who was the only person on the plane, walked away with no injuries and no one on the ground was hurt either. Now, take a look at the video from Sky 5 early this morning showing that plane crashed on the sidewalk, kind of on the grassy area right next to this apartment complex right here. Again, this all took place around 9:30 last night, according to the FAA, and when this Cessna came down here on Raleigh Boulevard. Somehow the plane did not take out any power lines on its way down or cause any significant damage to the surrounding area, only that bus stop shelter. And again, we're told only the pilot was on board and he walked away uninjured.
RMPD advised they received a report of a plane that's crashed in that area. They advised that the pilot has gone out of the airplane.
We're working to learn more about why this plane went down and who was flying that plane. Both the FAA and NTSB are investigating this crash. We should have a preliminary report on what happened within the next couple of days. But for now, in Rocky Mount, Sean Gallagher, WRAL News.
Truly amazing that the pilot was not hurt, and we're thankful for that. Sean Gallagher, thank you.
Today, the man accused of killing Moore County woman Alicia Watts is due back in a courtroom. James Dunmore is expected to face a judge in Montgomery County again today. He is charged with killing Watts last year. Her body was found in August behind a cemetery in Montgomery County more than a month after she disappeared. Last month, Dunmore's attorney asked for him to be released on bond while he awaits trial. That came after an autopsy ruled Watts' cause of death was undetermined because her body was too badly decomposed. A judge denied that motion.
Police on the campus of North Carolina A&T say someone fired shots inside a residence hall. The Greensboro University issued an Aggie alert just after midnight. The alert says shots were fired inside Barbie Hall. No injuries were reported. School officials had asked people to stay away from that area while police investigated.
Advocates for the immigrant community, documented and undocumented, used Tax Day today to highlight what they say are the contributions their community makes to this state. They held a news conference within the hour outside the State Department of Revenue. And that's where WRL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie joins us live now. And Laura, this is their side of the argument. What are they trying to say about this?
Right. Jeff, Republican leaders have said that one of the first issues they're likely to take up this summer, or this spring rather, in session, is likely to be a bill that would require sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration officials to detain undocumented immigrants. Immigrants say this is just political fear-mongering about a community that they say contributes more than most people know. According to data analyses by groups like the Migration Policy Institute and the Pew Trust, undocumented immigrants contribute about $300 million in sales, property, and income taxes to North Carolina every year. Kelly Morales with advocacy group CMBRA-NC says undocumented immigrants make up 1 in 4 construction workers and nearly half of all agricultural workers. They pay taxes, but they're not eligible for state benefits.
Members are proud to pay taxes in North Carolina. And we'd like to see those taxes go to fully funded public schools, towards early childhood education, and absolutely towards investigating employers who don't keep their workers safe and who don't pay their wages.
Now, Morales says undocumented workers are frequently exploited by employers because they have no legal recourse. She says North Carolina also has some of the weakest labor protection laws in the entire country. Advocates also talked about mass deportation, an idea that's been put forward by some Republican candidates, including former president and current candidate President Donald Trump. They said it would be devastating to the state's economic growth. We are going to be asking legislative leaders their reaction to today's press conference. We'll bring that to you this afternoon. Jeff?
Be the other side of it. Thanks for that side, Laura. Appreciate it.
Today, our County by County coverage has a focus on local government. We are checking in on Wayne, Wilson, and Orange counties. We'll start in Wayne County. Goldsboro is taking steps to comply with new drinking water regulations from the EPA. This is all about cracking down on forever chemicals in water called PFAS. Cities nationwide have 3 years to comply with the new rules. As a first step, Goldsboro will do initial testing of its water and pursue grant funding for further testing. They will then look into new treatment technology. City Council will look to make this move official at its meeting tonight. Wilson County is growing fast, and county leaders want to hear from you about how to plan for even more growth. There's a public meeting this Wednesday at the Ag Extension Building. They're talking about how to use available land, how to prioritize different infrastructure, and a lot more. These decisions will affect how Wilson County operates for years to come. The meeting starts Wednesday evening at 5:30. If you had $100 to spend on transportation upgrades, where would you put that money? That's what Orange County wants to know. We're talking about roads, sidewalks, railways, bicycle lanes, and bus stops. You can take the survey on the Orange County website or show up to an in-person workshop. The first one is April 23rd at Witted Building in Hillsboro. The second is April 25th at the Davis Agricultural Center in Hillsboro. O.J. Simpson's estate plans to fight any payouts to the families of his murdered ex-wife and her friend. What we know about what was in his will.
Plus, the NC State Bell Tower will be lit up in red tonight for a Wolfpack Nation celebration. Where to park and the streets that will be closed for this party, honoring the school's two Final Four runs. If you see news happening or you'd like to share a story idea with us, click Report It in the WRL News app.
Days after O.J. Simpson's death, there are renewed questions about whether the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman will get what they're owed. NBC's Jacob Soboroff reports O.J. Simpson's estate plans to fight a multi-million dollar payout.
This morning, the battle between O.J. Simpson and the Goldman family continuing even after Simpson's death, centered around the estate of the former football star turned celebrity defendant.
Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty.
While Simpson was famously acquitted in the criminal trial over the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, he was found liable for wrongful death in a 1997 civil suit. The jury ordering Simpson to pay more than $33 million to the victims' families.
The civil verdict was the only opportunity we had to punish him for what he did to Ron and Nicole.
Damages that were never paid in full and have since ballooned to more than $100 million, according to an attorney for Fred Goldman, Ron's father. In a final will drafted in January of this year, Simpson ordered all of his property be placed in a trust. How those assets are distributed will be determined by his longtime attorney, Malcolm Laverne. Now, multiple parties, including the Simpson and Goldman estates, along with the IRS, have already requested payments, according to Laverne. On Friday, Laverne telling the Las Vegas Review-Journal, "I will do everything in my capacity to try and ensure that the Goldmans get nothing." Comments he later walked back in our interview.
Mr. Goldman's claim obviously has to be accepted.
Still, Laverne maintains Simpson's estate likely won't be able to pay the debt in full.
Mr. Goldman's probably going to have to decide whether he's going to be willing to negotiate.
While Simpson's funeral arrangements are still being finalized, Laverne says Simpson's four children are discussing a private ceremony for family and friends. And despite multiple requests for the former football star's brain to be examined for the degenerative brain disease, CTE, Simpson's family has declined to donate his body to science.
And it's a hard no because the family members are in consensus that the entirety of Mr. Simpson's body will be cremated.
That was Jacob Soboroff reporting. Simpson is scheduled to be cremated tomorrow. Happening right now in the WREL Life Center. After 10 years of Chancellor at Appalachian State University, Dr. Sherry Everts announced that she is stepping down. She'll step down this Friday, April 19th. In a message to students, faculty, and staff, she said, "Over the last few months, I've been experiencing significant health challenges. I must now focus on my personal health and well-being." And University of North Carolina System President Peter Hahn spoke very highly of her, saying he was grateful for her devoted service. He said he would announce an interim chancellor for the university by April 19th, which is this Friday.
Wolfpack fans, get ready to celebrate a great season of NC State basketball. Just ahead, the big celebration the university has planned to honor both teams' historic seasons. Today, NC State will celebrate its historic college basketball seasons. Crowds pack the foot of the...
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. Jury selection is underway in the New York criminal case against former President Donald Trump. He faces 34 felony charges.
Prosecutors claim he did this to hide an affair with an adult film actress. Trump denies that affair ever happened. The court will consider a pool of 500 potential jurors, narrowing it down to 12 with six alternates. The trial itself could last months.
State Highway Patrol is investigating a school bus crash with six students on board. Thankfully, none of those students was hurt. The bus overturned this morning on Birds Mill Road in Harnett County. The school system tells us that bus was headed to Harnett County Early College. State Highway Patrol is investigating what caused the crash.
The FBI has opened up a criminal investigation into the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Federal agents boarded the ship this morning with search warrants. An FBI spokesperson would only say that, quote, court-authorized law enforcement activity was taking place.
Today is Red Nose Day, and this week we can expect some special guests in the area to help raise awareness. The Harlem Globetrotters are bringing their show to Raleigh to help to support children facing poverty. On Wednesday, the team will play at PNC Arena, and a portion of all ticket sales will go toward Red Nose Day, an annual fundraising campaign to help keep kids safe, healthy, and educated. The Globetrotters will also be in Fayetteville Friday the 19th.
Will Smith made a surprise appearance during the first weekend of Coachella. Here come the Men in Black. Smith got on stage during J Balvin's set and performed Men in Black. With aliens dancing in the background, Smith sang a portion of that catchy tune and even resurrected dance moves from the music video.
Sweet moves. And this Krispy Kreme has a sweet deal for tax day. If you buy a dozen donuts today, you can get a second dozen for just the price of sales tax. The deal is good while supplies last, and customers are limited to two dozen donuts. North Carolina summer temps are coming in hot. Today at 4, 500 Sides' Keely Arthur shares the top tested sunscreens you'll want for your family.
You'll need to put on some sunscreen for today with all that beautiful sunshine out there. It's been fun seeing some people picnic here at Dorothea Dix Park in Raleigh.
I'm talking upper 80s. That's going to be the real feels out there for certain. And then storms throughout the week off and on. We'll keep an eye on that for you for certain.
Yeah, we're going to keep it in the 80s all week. So if you like summer, this is your week. NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can also get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Have a great day.
Watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.